KSRN News, I'm John Scott. The Memorial Day weekend straight ahead. AAA spokeswoman Exa Diaz says travel records could be set this coming holiday weekend.
We're projecting nearly 44 million travelers over the Memorial Day weekend, which comes close to matching 2005. But in the car travel category, we're projecting 38.4 million people, and that would be a new record for drivers over the long holiday weekend.
Diaz says the average price for a gallon of gas is $3.59. Also at SRNNews.com, the defense resting its case in Donald Trump's criminal trial. The conclusion of witness testimony brings the trial one step closer to closing arguments. Taking place next week, jurors have been sent home and will not return until next Tuesday. A very familiar name on the ballot in Georgia, where it's primary day. Correspondent Laura Winters reports.
Here in Fulton County, voters heading to the polls where D.A. Fannie Willis on the ballot. Her legal case against Donald Trump is at a standstill. She's managed to stay on the case while the lead prosecutor she had a romantic relationship with was forced to resign. An appeals court will revisit the question of whether Willis should be removed from the matter. She is facing a primary challenger today, a lawyer who has run before but has failed to gain traction. Laura Winters, Atlanta, Georgia.
The Biden administration releasing 1 million barrels of gasoline from a Northeast reserve established after Superstorm Sandy. It's a bid to lower prices at the pump this summer. The sale is from storage sites in New Jersey and Maine and will be allocated in increments of 100,000 barrels at a time. Stocks wavering on today's trading. The Dow is up 21 points. The NASDAQ adding 8 now. This is SRN News. A warning from a mental health expert.
It isn't often that the head of the American Association of Christian Counselors uses the word disaster, but he's using it now. Tim Clinton tells the Christian Post that America doesn't have a, quote, mental health crisis. We have a mental health disaster going on. More than 20% of the country's adult population is struggling with some kind of mental illness. Clinton says the destruction of the family by modern secular culture is primarily to blame. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study reveals that almost 80 years after the Holocaust, about 245,000 Jewish survivors are still living across more than 90 countries. About half of them reside in Israel, where 18% live in Western Europe. 16 in the U.S., 12 in countries of the former Soviet Union. The vast majority of the remaining survivors were children. When the Holocaust began, their medium age now 86. This is SRN News. The Biden administration's push to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug going forward without the support of the nation's premier narcotics agency. The Drug Enforcement Administration requested more information on supporting science to reclassify marijuana. UMass graduates being gifted $1,000.
Billionaire philanthropist Rob Hale surprised the University of Massachusetts Dartmouth graduating class by pointing to a nearby truck holding envelopes stuffed with cash. Hale told the students each would get $1,000, but there was a condition. They were to keep $500 and give the rest away. He said the greatest joy he and his wife Karen had experienced in their lives had come from the act of giving. It's the fourth year in a row that he has given a similar gift to a group of graduating students. Last year, it was to students at UMass Boston, and before that, it was to students at Roxbury Community College and Quincy College. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
More details at srnnews.com.